Think about the far, dim reaches of your closet, where that stretched-out sweater sits patiently waiting. Or maybe it's one that's too tight, or out of fashion, or just plain ugly. Well, a new, very small-scale operation called Re-Knit will take that old sweater and repurpose it into something usable, a scarf or gloves or a hat. You send in the offending sweater along with $30, and Guyana Evanian will unravel it and re-knit it into something new. Guyana Evanian is a computer programmer by day, a re-knitter by night. She joins us from Boston along with her son, Haik Evanian, a graphic designer who joins us from Toledo. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Hello.
And we mentioned this is a small-scale operation, really, just the two of you. And there's a note on your website, Haik, because I only have one mom, we've decided to limit orders to the first 30 for February.
Right. I mean, after the unexpected response in January, we really didn't know what to expect. And so we just put up that note and decided that 30 was a manageable number per month.
For just one mom.
Yeah. I'm glad he did.
You're glad he did.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this way we don't really have to worry about, you know, what if all these people order and then, you know.
Right. And let's explain here that you offer one re-knitted item per month. Last month it was scarves. This month, Guyana, you're knitting fingerless gloves. And people can go to the website and vote on what the item for March will be, right?
Yes, and then on the last day of February, Haik will redesign the page. He will change the colors, and then he will change the item.
And so far, at least for March, it looks like hat is in the lead.
Yeah, I need to get ready.
You need to get ready. And how long does it take you to unravel one and to turn it into something else?
Altogether, I think I will say like about 7-8 hours.
Your family is originally from Armenia, and it sounds like knitting really runs in the family. Is that right, Guyana?
Yes, in Armenia, like almost all women there know how to knit, at least the simple things. And I learned it to knit from my mom, and she learned it from her grandma. My mom is a real good knitter.
And I think that's what's interesting is, you know, taking something that's fairly normal to us, and it's a really resourceful thing, and just kind of sharing that part of our culture with as many people as we can here, which is kind of my favorite thing about this whole situation.
Guyana, do you get any notes in the packages when people send in their sweaters?
Yes, sometimes, and I really like the notes because they're always nice. Thank you for doing this. Can't wait to get my scarf back or gloves back. Sometimes they, like I got a note from a woman who said, this jacket was knitted by my grandma. Please, if you can incorporate the buttons from it to the scarf, and if no, could you please send the buttons back? So I tried to incorporate the buttons and send it to the woman.
Well, Haik, what do you think? Do you want to keep this a project really with just you and your mom, or do you think you should expand it and make it bigger?
I mean, I've gotten so many different emails about, you know, I've gotten emails from people offering me to hook me up with their friend who has a friend in South Korea who has a factory, and people asking if they could be one of the moms because they don't really believe that. It's just one mom, and I've seen other skeptical kind of discussions online talking about how this is probably just some giant factory full of people working. I think for us, the whole reason the thing worked is because it was so small and simple, and I think if we overcomplicate it, it'll stop being fun, and it might stress us out. It'll stress my mom out.
You don't want that, Guyana.
No, I kind of like it because I consider this as like Haik's gift to me, and I just want to have it small and have like a reasonable amount of orders.
Well, Haik and Guyana Evanian, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's Haik Evanian and his mother, Guyana, talking about their internet project, Re-Knit. And you can see some of the Re-Knit items at our website, npr.org. Haik was in Toledo and Guyana in Boston.
Bye, Haik.
Bye. Take care.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.